Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
Testing, testing. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh my God. All right. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome everybody back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast. We are back with a special episode, especially late episode. We wanted to do this one the day before the actual holiday, but you know, things happen. But here we are. We're going to be talking about Guess what? Whatie.
Oh my God, dude.
Halloween.
Yeah, we're really fucking late.
Yeah.
Like 11 days late.
It's only, I mean.
That's 11. November 11th today.
Hey, procrastination makes perfect, right?
Says who?
Says.
A procrastinator. Good job.
Yeah. But thank you everybody for tuning in. You know what to do if it's your first time listening. Hopefully you know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast so you know that an episode is coming out whenever we drop, whenever we decide to drop.
We drop loads.
We just drop.
We drop bones.
Like we just
drop bones on them.
Like we took extra laxative after we ate chicken and some raw steak.
It was hibachi.
Was it? Yeah, it was a hibachi.
Yeah.
It was like teriyaki, though.
Yeah, it was good, though.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I had salmon, not even steak. What am I talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Just because your usual is steak.
Yeah, that's my go-to, everybody. All right, let's get started here on Halloween. We're...
Why'd you push the button if you're gonna make that noise?
You have nothing.
Never mind. I lied. I was about to say you don't have anything in your teeth, but I just saw some big old chunky.
It did
like,
feel
broccoli.
Like it does. It does feel like I have something in my teeth. Like,
that's why I'm not even gonna smile because I'm pretty sure there's some up in there.
Did you have broccoli?
Mm-hmm. It had broccoli and zucchini in it.
So you might possibly have a broccoli sprout.
But I chew my food. I don't just swallow it like you do. Or inhale. Whatever you do.
I taste some of it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. No, you don't.
So anyway, guys. Halloween.
Halloween.
If you don't already know. This is a holiday celebrated each year on October 31st.
So if you don't know, now you know.
Homie.
Oh, my God.
And Halloween, so this year, Halloween did occur on a Monday, which sucks. I mean, I like when Halloween falls on a weekend.
For sure.
Especially when I was in school.
Me too.
And just, didn't have to worry about, you know, homework or anything. Fresh out of school and all that. Just go straight to Halloweening with the candy and then the dressing up and then the possible egging of the homes. And does anybody egg houses anymore?
No, because people have lives.
Oh, I haven't heard any cases of, this year specifically and, the past years, like, I haven't heard anybody of egging homes.
Because pressure washing is expensive.
Yeah.
It is.
But kids don't care about that. How would they know that pressure washing is
because they don't have lives.
Well, I mean, everything is now home-based ever since the pandemic happened.
So now people have to stay home now, and then parents are like, well, you need chores if you want money. So if somebody's going to egg your house, you're going to have to go get a power washer.
Or has egging houses gone e-commerce all of a sudden, just like everything else during the pandemic?
So now you're doing it online?
Yeah. Why not, right?
Egging people's houses online.
Egging people's houses online. Hey,
you
like
really need to get a life.
In the metaverse, right?
No, you're no.
I'm pretty sure some case in the metaverse.
I'm pretty sure not, honey. I'm pretty sure. Let's only call, in your brain.
Let's call Mark Zuckerberg and see.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm.
So, the tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain.
What is it?
Samhain. Mm-mm. Or Samhain.
Okay.
Samhain, my line. No, just kidding. Mm-mm. When people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century.
See, so why is that bad? Why do people act like Halloween is bad?
What,
like, but you're supposed to ward off ghosts, it says.
So.
But people think it's all, like, satanic.
I guess something. With, like, some people looking from, like, the outside looking in. With different religions, like different religions would find Halloween, some, you know, like, let's say satanic
obscene.
Or whatever, or sort of obscene or blasphemous obscene. Or whatever, or however you want to word it.
Whatever. What if you just like dressing up, motherfuckers?
Everybody likes dressing up.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
who doesn't want to dress as a princess or toilet paper? Grapes. I don't know.
Some costumes should be condemned, though.
Like what?
You know, like Hitler or something. I don't even know.
Ooh, I have never seen a Hitler.
Who
costume.
Would have the balls to do that?
A Nazi.
Yeah. Pretty
the
sure.
The same person who would be rocking a Nazi flag outside of their house.
Dude, that was crazy up
it
in New
crazy.
York.
Was crazy.
I didn't even see that house, but just hearing about it, that's fucking wild, man.
You drove by it.
And not even notice. Like, every time I drove by.
You didn't care until you saw it. That's
they probably, the guy probably took it down after he got complaints
about
it.
I bet. No. It's his property. He could do whatever he wants.
Yeah. That's still wild.
I mean, he's
though.
Not like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
How do
Too
we
much.
Get.
We're talking about costumes. That's how we got there.
Warding off ghosts, the ghosties. So anyway, in the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor all.
Is that who you were named after? A pope? Just kidding.
I don't even know where Gregory came from, actually. I know it was my dad's name, but...
Where did it originate from? Maybe a pope?
So, I think a long time ago... Gregory actually means like a guardian or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure it does.
You can look it up, the meaning of that, yeah.
I'm Googling that shit right now.
I'll take a swig of this body armor. That's not a sponsor, by the way. They should be, though. I drink it so much. That and Monster. I haven't had Monster in a while. In a long time. Not
Is
a while.
Just because we're talking about Halloween, you brought up Monstar?
Possibly.
The masculine first name Gregory derives from the Latin name Gregorius.
Gregorius?
Which came from the late Greek name.
Mm.
Meaning watchful, alert. I mean, yeah, it's a great name, honey buns. Do you consider yourself watchful or alert?
When I'm in certain...
Whatever.
Neighborhoods, yeah. I'm
no, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I
don't think so.
I assure you.
I've watched you walk around. You were nonchalant to everything around you. You're like, you bounce when you walk. So you pretty much bounce around like, you know, like a bunny rabbit walking around down the street. And I don't even think
anybody
would
even. Wait, where?
Everywhere you go. Like you're not looking around you.
Oh, trust me, I'm keeping a lookout.
Yeah, right. Oh, if there's a big girl that walks by.
No.
You may be watching. Oh, or maybe a buff-ass dude. Yeah. Wow. You're such a pervert.
No, but seriously, like when we were in like movie theaters or anything, I'm like looking around just to see if there's anything out of the ordinary. I'm always on the watch to see if there's anything like kind of suspicious, you know.
I everywhere. Disagree.
Trust me.
Trust me.
I got your back.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Freaking liar.
Okay. All right. So November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. Soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before was all known as All Hallows Eve, and later Halloween. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities
this
like...
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
This is Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
That's the song that popped in my head right now. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So but Halloween changed its traditions and activities into trick-or-treating or carving jack-o'-lanterns, festive gatherings, donning costumes, and eating treats. So, the ancient origins of Halloween. Halloween origins date back to ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Like I said, oh.
Oh.
So in.
Like, oh.
So in. Oh, so like the Celtic, like probably like Celtic Gaelic. So, Samhain is pronounced so in.
Sure.
I mean.
Sounds good.
It's like Gaelic's interesting. Like I'm intrigued by the language, or the dialect. Actually, I should say, the Celts who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their New Year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer, the harvest, and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of the year that was often associated with human death. I could see why. Especially over there. I mean, who knows how the, like, I hear Russia having, like, negative 50, whatever, in, like, the Siberian tundra and all that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, wait, France, isn't that the same continent? I mean, mm-hmm. I guess it's in, like, the same area. Mm-mm. I don't know, man.
Wow.
My geography is all whacked, but... I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's still, like, the same fucking cold.
Okay.
Celts believe that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghost of the dead returned to Earth. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits made it easier for the Druids or Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. I haven't heard Druid in a long time.
Like Druid? Like the Druid princess?
The Druid. Or when the Undertaker had his ministry of darkness, he called his Druids? People in robes, yeah, Druids.
Oh, I get Druid from Spaceballs.
Oh,
did you ever watch that movie?
Twice. Okay, yeah.
We talked about the Druid princess.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I remember that part.
That's right.
So for people entirely dependent on the volatile natural world, these prophecies were an important source of comfort during the long, dark winter. To commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred... Almost sacred. Said sacred, yeah. Caught myself. Sacred. Wow, I did it. Sacred bonfires.
I like sacred, though.
Where the people gathered to burn crops and animal. What? Wow.
Sounds brutal.
Yeah. So I'm guessing chickens and goats, probably. Oh. They burn, yeah, so they burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. Brutal. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes, typically consisting of animal heads and skins, and attempted to tell each other's fortunes. When the celebration was over, they relit their hearth fires, which they had extinguished earlier that evening, from the sacred bonfire to protect them during the coming winter. One quick fact. So did you know 1/4 of all the candy sold annually in the United States is purchased for Halloween?
Say that one more time.
1/4 of the candy sold annually in the United States is purchased for Halloween.
You don't say. So the other, you know, the other part of that is Christmas.
3/4 probably Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, there's Easter.
Oh, yeah, Easter too.
So,
yeah, so it goes, starts at Halloween, Easter, Christmas, and then Easter.
Yep. No, I think it's the other way around because Easter comes before Halloween.
Okay.
If you want to be technical about it.
Okay.
Right?
I guess.
Since you want to be technical.
Yeah. So by AD 43, the Roman Empire had conquered the majority of Celtic territory. The course of the 400 years that they ruled the Celtic lands, two festivals of Roman origin were combined with the traditional Celtic celebration of Samhain. The first was, Feralia.
Get it.
A day in late October when the Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. The second day to honor was Pomona. There we go. The Roman goddess of fruit and trees. Did you just say Corona?
Corona.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. The symbol of Pomona is the apple, and the incorporation of the celebration into Samhain probably explains the tradition of bobbing for apples that is practiced today on Halloween.
I don't do that.
You never bob for apples at a Halloween party?
No.
I did it like a long time ago at a Halloween party. I remember bobbing for apples and I couldn't get one single apple.
I don't think I've ever bobbed for apples.
I remember it being like, you know, like a thing, bobbing your head for apples, and I seen it in
did you some get
cartoons.
An apple?
And I know that, you know, I didn't
oh,
get an apple.
Oh, you stuck your head in and drowned. You're like, woo!
And here I am.
And here you are. The Greek god of watchful and alert.
See,
Gregorius.
See, and not even thinking about like all the spit and all that floating
Corona
in the water.
You got the Rona.
Rona. Mm-hmm. All right. So, man.
Yeah.
That's nasty thinking about that. Oh, some slimy apples.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Fucking nasty, man.
And boogers, too. Yeah, think about it. Your nose is in there, too.
Oh, God.
You got some mocos in there.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm.
Yep.
Nasty.
All up in your mouth.
Ugh.
And you start laughing.
I got an apple.
Yeah. And boogers, then you got mocos.
And then you... Mm-mm. It's extra seasoning for it. No. So here are some people dressed as witches.
Y'all?
Yeah. In the early 20th century, Halloween costumes were geared towards spooky themes as opposed to current events and were mostly homemade.
Yeah.
So the women here, dressed as witches, line up for a Halloween portrait circa 1910.
Wow.
So, they got some smiling in there.
Was that when you had glasses on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those, like, old Benjamin Franken style.
Franken style?
Yeah. Style glasses.
Interesting.
That's really good. That's some good body.
It's supposed to be for work. Not when you're sitting at home doing nothing.
I was feeling kind of perched, so I just figured I needed
dehydrated.
To...
You're dehydrated just sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
See, my butt's sweating, and I just need to rehydrate.
You need to go to a doctor, then.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, issues right there, buddy.
That does sound like a it personal problem.
Personal issues there, buddy.
So All Saints Day. So on May 13th AD, 609, Pope Boniface the Fourth. Yeah, it is fourth. Okay. Dedicated the Pantheon in Rome in honor of all Christian martyrs, and the Catholic feast of All Martyrs' Day was established in the Western Church. Pope Gregory III later expanded the festival to include all saints as well as martyrs and moved the observance from May 13th to November 1st. By the 9th century, the influence of Christianity had spread into Celtic lands, where it gradually blended with and supplanted other Celtic rites. In AD 1000, the church made November 2nd All Souls Day, a day to honor the dead. It's widely believed today that the church was attempting to replace the Celtic Festival of the Dead with a related church-sanctioned holiday. All Souls Day was celebrated similarly to Samhain, with big bonfires, parades, and dressing up in costumes as saints, angels, and devils. Why would they call devils under? That's weird.
Because it's, like they said, it's more like a theme and not so much a current thing.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody know that was the bad thing to be, so. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Right.
All Saints Day celebration was also called All Hallows or All Hallowmas. From Middle English, All Hallowmas, meaning All Saints Day. And the night before it, the traditional night of Samhain in the Celtic region began to be called All Hallows' Eve, and eventually Halloween. And Halloween coming to America. So the celebration of Halloween was extremely limited in colonial New England because of the rigid protest and belief systems there. Halloween was much more common in Maryland and southern colonies. As the beliefs and customs of different European ethnic groups and the American Indians meshed, a distinctly American version of Halloween began to emerge. The first celebrations included play parties, which were public events held to celebrate the harvest. Neighbors would share stories of the dead, tell each other's fortunes, dance, and sing. Now, did you know? Another fact. More people are buying costumes for their pets.
Yes.
Americans spent nearly $500 million on costumes for their pets in 2021, more than double what they spent in 2010. That's crazy.
Yeah. Don't we want to dress up our pets too?
Yeah, you want to put the UFO costume on.
Mm-hmm. Because they all look so cute.
Dress them like a pumpkin. I think I seen a Boston Terrier. No, it wasn't a Boston Terrier. I think it was like a Chihuahua dressed up as like a cowboy or something.
That's adorable.
It had the cowboy hat and it had the little legs and the hands on the arms on the side.
That's adorable. That is freaking adorable. That's why we want to do it, because it's cute. It's not because anyone's trying. Well, maybe some people are trying to torture their pets. But I think it's cute.
I think I also seen like a Batman themed one. It was like two dachshunds. Actually, four dachshunds, and like two of them were dressed like a robber, just like robbers, and then
that's cute.
Had the, you know, the striped shirt and the black bandana type of eye cloth thing, whatever, and then
the eye patch.
Not the eye patch, like the, you know, the shit that robbers wear.
The bandana.
Bandana with the eye holes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were like stealing a purse. Oh. And then all of a sudden you see two other dachshunds, one dressed as Robin and the other dressed as Batman.
Oh, how and freaking cute.
You see them running and then the
da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, my Lord. That is adorable. That is too freaking cute.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
That is cute.
So colonial Halloween festivals, also featured the telling of ghost stories and mischief-making of all kinds. By the middle of the 19th century, annual autumn festivals were common, but Halloween was not yet celebrated everywhere in the country. In the second half of the 19th century, America was flooded with new immigrants. These new immigrants, especially the millions of Irish fleeing the Irish potato famine, helped to popularize the celebration of Halloween nationally. So Patricia Nixon, was then wife of Vice President Richard Nixon. Mm-hmm. She's like dressing her, you know, daughters up like a fairies.
Like two fairies?
Yeah, something like that.
Or probably. Princesses.
Yeah. So the history of trick-or-treating. The history of going door-to-door begging.
On my feet.
Begging for the Kit Kats and Snickers and Reese's Cups and all.
It's not begging. It's just that's how you knew you got candy that way. No one's like, come on, please give me some candy. You just say trick-or-treat and then they throw candy at you. Mm-hmm. It's like being a stripper. You go, when you go out there with your stuff showing out, someone's going to throw money at you, right?
Right.
So if you say trick-or-treat, someone's going to start throwing candy at you, right?
Ooh, yeah, hopefully the right type of candy.
I don't think it's begging. I don't know who said that. I've never once went to a door and been like,
please, sir.
Please have some candy. No.
Please, sir. Can I have some more?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Borrowing the European traditions, Americans began to dress up in costumes and go house to house asking for food or money. What?
I didn't ask for food or money. Did you?
Candy is technically junk food, so junk food technically.
I don't
food.
Know. When we got money, I was excited. Like if they threw like a dollar or some change.
Wait, did you really get money?
Hell yeah!
I never got money when I was trick or treating.
It's because you're not gangster.
Oh. Either that, or I lived in a stingy ass neighborhood.
Or that, or you're worried too much about egging people's houses over there.
Probably the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think my house ever got egged.
I hope not.
Nah, never.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that must really like the, I mean, must really not like the person that, you know, that the house that they're egging. I can't imagine that if it's like, I don't know if they stake out whatever they plan on egging.
I'm sure.
First to see if like the person has, you know.
What?
I don't know.
People don't care about cameras or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see where someone stole that 12-foot
maybe that's 12-foot why.
Skeleton out of somebody's yard? Someone's trying to steal their 12-foot skeleton?
Yeah, maybe cameras. Maybe that's why. But, you know, then again, like, kids wouldn't, like, really care even if there was a camera.
No, they were. Yeah. Remember that kid? We saw that kid take that whole bowl of candy and shove it in her bag, and she was on camera.
Where was this?
I don't know. Wasn't it on one of our shows that we were watching? Oh, you weren't being watchful or alert? Yeah, that's what I thought. I know, because you're not.
Wait, which show was this?
I don't know, one of the shows that we were watching.
Was it, no, I'm trying to think now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about it. I don't know, I saw it. This girl straight stole, was it on Paranormal Kind on camera?
Why would it be on there?
I don't know, we saw it on a show. Where this girl was like, where they were sitting right next door, handing out candy, and they left the bowl on the chair. And a girl came up, and she saw the camera first. And she was going to dump the candy in there, and then the getaway car. The parents are in the getaway car waiting for her. It was gangster.
I don't know if it was America's Funniest Video.
I have no idea.
It's probably that. That gangster. Sounds like something in America's Funniest Home Videos.
It was gangster. Crazy.
Okay, so, yeah. Mm. Never got money for trick-or-treating.
I did.
That is...
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So a practice that eventually became today's trick-or-treat tradition. Young women believed that on Halloween they could divine the name or appearance of their future husband by doing tricks with yarn, apple pairings, or mirrors. Doing tricks, you say?
Is that where your mind went, you man pig? Oh my god.
Doing tricks, you say? What? Wait. It was like kind of like surprise, like pulling a rabbit out of the hat type of.
Really? That's too much.
Apple pairing the mirrors.
I don't even know what apple pairing means.
Mm.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Let's quick Google search that. Apple pairings.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Like apples and pears? I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Let's see. Whenever it decides to.
Because you're on the phone there. Watch phone alert.
Oh.
What does apple pairing mean?
So pretty much like when you peel an apple with.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Apples and pears. Did I not say that? God, I'm good.
What?
I said apples and pears. Does that have something to do with apples and pears?
No, no, pears, just apple.
Oh, I thought you wrapped like apples pears.
No, you just.
Let me see. Oh, and then you make apple crisp. That's how you make apple crisp, too. These dogs are hungry.
Yeah, apple pairing. So, yeah, slicing the skin right off of apple. That's what apple pairing is. I never knew that.
I did not.
So in the late 1800s, hold on a second. Okay. All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. We back.
Oh, my Lord.
Whoa.
Like, whoa.
Excuse the monster in the background.
Yeah. This is a Halloween episode.
It is. So in the late 1800s, there was a move in America to mold Halloween into a holiday more about community and neighborly get-togethers than about ghosts, pranks, and witchcraft.
Yeah.
At the turn of the century, Halloween parties for both children and adults became the most common way to celebrate the day. Parties focused on wow.
Yeah. On what, honey?
On games. On games, foods of the season, and festive costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Parents were encouraged by newspapers and community leaders to take anything frightening or grotesque out of Halloween celebrations. Because of these efforts, Halloween lost most of its superstitious and religious overtones by the beginning of the 20th century. Wow. So I'm guessing like severed heads of pigs and all that.
Ew.
No, I'm just freestyling right off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's where your head goes. That's great, honey. That tells us a lot about you.
Watching too many horror movies.
I doubt it.
Oh.
I doubt it. We don't watch enough.
So Halloween parties, ooh.
Yay.
So by the 1920s and 1930s, Halloween had become a secular but community-centered holiday with parades and town-wide Halloween parties as the featured entertainment. Despite the best efforts of many schools and communities, vandalism began to plague some celebrations in many communities during this time. By the 1950s, town leaders had successfully vandalism, and Halloween had evolved into a holiday directed mainly at the young. Due to the high numbers of young children during the 50s baby boom, parties moved from town civic centers into the classroom or home where they could be more easily accommodated. Damn. So all because of vandalism. So between 1920 and 1950, the centuries-old practice of trick-or-treating was also revived. Trick-or-treating was a relatively inexpensive way for an entire community to share the Halloween celebration. In theory, families could also prevent tricks being played on them by providing the neighborhood children with small treats.
What?
Okay. I mean, I guess, but I really like, if you know, if you give kids candy, then they'll be bouncing off the walls and be willing to take on the fucking world, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Not just kids, adults too.
Yeah. Thus, a new American tradition was born, and it has continued to grow. Today, Americans spend an estimated $6 billion annually on Halloween, making it the country's second largest commercial holiday after Christmas. It's, like, crazy, man. Like,
well, it's because, but now, the reason why it's so expensive is because so much shit is expensive and it's cheaply made. That's why people spend so much money. Like, that 12-foot skeleton is probably not worth whatever people are spending. Like, what is it, 12?
Of the materials that's like made out of.
$500. That's all crap.
Holy shit.
Most of it is just like a cloth and like a stick underneath it.
Are they really that much?
Yeah.
The 12-foot skeleton?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Just to get like a 4-foot skeleton is like $50-some. So, yeah.
I got this. There's this, like, guy that has a 12-foot skeleton, and he dressed it up like a gothic clown type of thing.
That's cool.
That took a lot.
But he could have just got a clown, animatronic clown. They sell them at Spirit Store for like $300.
Or I don't know if he actually like made it from the 12-foot skeleton, but I mean, it looks pretty cool. I mean, it's like 12-foot, and then it has the top hat, like the, you know, the gothic top hat.
Are you sure that may have not been a skeleton? Was that a skeleton or a clown? An actual clown face? Because I do have a tall clown, dude.
That might have been a clown, now thinking about
it. Mr. Watchful and Alert? Whoops, there goes that.
I mean, I see the clown.
They weren't watchful and alert.
I was watchful of the clown.
You just noticed.
A skeleton clown.
Oh, my God.
It was either, a regular gothic clown or a skeleton gothic clown.
Well, with that attitude, you're not watchful.
It's just crazy how, you know, like, it jumps from Halloween straight to, like, Christmas. Like,
even going to Thanksgiving, everyone's already ready for Christmas right after Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how dare they miss the turkey day?
They take down their 12-foot skeleton and put up a 12-foot Christmas pine tree.
Santa Claus.
Gosh, yeah,
or 12-foot pine tree.
Yeah.
Yep. True story. Right away. No turkeys. You don't get no blow-up turkeys.
Nothing like that.
Nothing.
So Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
So scary Halloween movies have a long history of being box office hits. Classic Halloween movies like the Halloween franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Wish they had a new movie that came out recently. I haven't seen reviews for it.
I haven't seen it.
Mm-mm. So, based on the 1978 original film directed by John Carpenter and starring Donald Pleasance, Nick Castle, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Tony Moran. In Halloween, a young boy named Michael Myers murders his 17-year-old sister and is committed to jail, only to escape as a teen on Halloween night and seek out his old home and a new target. A direct sequel to the original Halloween was released in 2018, starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Nick Castle. A sequel to that, Halloween Kills, the 12th film in the Halloween franchise overall, was released in 2021. What's this next one?
Halloween Ends.
Halloween Ends, yeah.
I think is what it's called.
And I'm pretty sure it's not The Ends.
I think it is Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's completely done with it.
I think she's done.
Wow.
Playing her character.
Oh, yeah. She better be. That's a long time to be.
Yeah, she's been in the game for a while.
And Michael Myers is just
dying and coming back.
Yeah. More persistent than Chucky, it seems like.
Yeah, true. I'm surprised they didn't have as many Chuckies as they did Halloween.
Considered a classic horror film to its spooky soundtrack, Halloween inspired other iconic slasher films like Scream, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th. More family-friendly Halloween movies include Hocus Pocus, The Nightmare Before Christmas,
Yay.
Beetlejuice,
Yay.
And It's Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes. The Gray Pumpkin.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
All Souls Day and All Souls Cake. And Soul Cakes. Soul Cakes. Oh. The American Halloween tradition of trick-or-treating probably dates back to the early All Souls Day parades in England.
Why would you stick your thumb in her mouth? Do you know she's got like 500 billion teeth? Look at all those teeth.
Yes. And
she's like a shark.
She has her adult canines coming in.
And not even kicking out the baby teeth.
Yeah.
They're just combined.
Mm. I'm sure eventually they'll
She's jaws over there.
Jeez.
Why would you let her chew on you?
I mean, it's like friendly nibbling.
She's not. Nothing. No, she walks around with her mouth open waiting for something to chew on.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's enjoying it. But,
give me some hot sauce. Yeah.
So All Souls Day parades in England. During the festivals, poor citizens would beg for food and families would give them pastries called soul cakes in return for their promise to pray for the family's dead relatives.
Do you know what?
What?
I would have loved to have cakes instead of candy for Halloween. It's almost like, did you want a piece of cake? Yes, please.
Mm.
I would rather have that than candy.
Some red velvet cake or
no,
something?
No, some carrot cake.
Oh.
I like carrot cake.
Yeah, I guess carrot cake is good.
Yeah, it is.
Or chocolate cake.
Bomb chicken bonbon.
Like a fudge cake. The distribution of soul cakes was encouraged by the church as a way to replace the ancient practice of leaving food and wine for roaming spirits. The practice, which was referred to as going a-souling, was eventually taken up by children who would visit the houses in their neighborhood and be given ale, food, and money. The tradition of dressing in costume for Halloween has both European and Celtic roots. Hundreds of years ago, winter was an uncertain and frightening time. Food supplies often ran low, and for many people afraid of the dark, the short days of winter were full of constant worry. On Halloween, when it was believed that ghosts came back to the earthly world, people thought that they would encounter ghosts if they left their homes. To avoid being recognized by these ghosts, people would wear masks when they left their homes after dark so that the ghosts would mistake them for fellow spirits. Let's see.